Penguin Random House Audio presents Machete Poems. This is the author, Tomás Q. Morin. Poor Jack. Dios aprieta, pero no ahorca. God squeezes, but he doesn't strangle. Spanish proverb. Part 1. I sing the body aquatic. When I offer my sweaty hand in greeting, I can see the future. No matter how gently you squeeze, I know when our hands meet, you will crowd my crooked index and pinky fingers against their straight as an arrow brothers, so that my hand looks more like a fin than an appendage perfectly evolved for tying shoelaces or wiping a tear from the red face of the missionary who rode his bicycle under the sun all day to reach my porch. When he takes my hand, he won't find hope or brotherhood or whatever he's looking for. Because I can see the future at times like this, and because I have an unshakable faith in the law of averages, I know when our hands embrace, he'll find proof of natural selection in the shape of my fingers. Evolutionary holdovers from an era of gills when the earth was all aquarium, and some distant relative with sleepy eyes and splayed fins who, tired of being mocked by handsome carp, said, "To hell with it," and climbed out of the sea and across moonlit dunes toward a sandy life. In that moment, he couldn't have predicted 300 million years later, one of his descendants, having long since grown legs, would be belly down on a beach before an ocean that would carry him and his own to the land of Montezuma, to roast in the sun for 4 centuries, where their conversion into dry Catholics would be so perfect, you would never guess I can't swim to save my life, or anyone else's, or that the sound of a wave pounding a rock makes me nostalgic. You would never know any of this until we met on the street, or you knocked on my door and embraced my hand and felt Galilee on my palm, which you might mistake for nervousness, unless you were familiar with the embarrassment of having the only wet fins at a party, because somewhere in your family there was a pike or two hailing from one of the law schools that under pain of death swam far from the Atlantic or Mediterranean, around both of which I hear shame and fear are still the coins of the realm. 112th Congress Blues. Between those symbols of vision, the pyramid and eagle, in God we trust, sits in sturdy caps, where it has testified since the 1955 Congress yoked Yahweh to the greenback, which the Nicca would say was about time, because it had been preaching the faith ever since the last days of Lincoln, though back then it carried a shield and not the mug of Jefferson. He of the splendid mind that cleansed the Gospels of Plato by that miracle of miracles called reading, until all that was left was a Jefferson Jesus who was wearing tie wigs when he ascended to the dome of Monticello, from where, on a day without clouds, he could see down from the little mountain, past the apple and peach trees, all the way to the debating loons on Capitol Hill, who believed then and now in evil, that there is a hell with a devil 2 shades redder than Oklahoma dirt, that you can know him by his goat hoof or his less famous chicken foot, which you can buy, nails intact, at the grocery store where they are called chicken paws, not feet, which is no doubt for the squeamish who can't bring themselves to eat a foot. Though they have probably chewed and ripped apart a fried leg or a breast with such enthusiasm, it would make a hen or two probably faint at the sight. And to the good vegetarians wondering where's the divine justice in all of this tearing of flesh, they have only to listen to the crunch of the special recipe skin as it cuts the cheek and gums of my brother carnivores just enough for one of my kind to yell, "God damn!" and call up his state rep, who, knowing nothing better to do, proposes a law that already exists, when he should instead order a 2-piece special with a biscuit and bleed a little and run his tongue over it until he can remember for our country it's never really been about money or God, but about the pain in which we trust. Whiteface. We drove 5 miles under the speed limit. We kept the nose of our cars out of crosswalks. We signaled early. In the trunk, the spare was full of air. We made sure we had gas. Running out of gas left a lot to chance. "Don't get stranded," our mothers had always said. In the wrong neighborhood, or on the highway, or alone, or with our friends. Keep both hands on the wheel. "Is your registration up to date? Did you replace the bald tire? It wobbles. You know who wobbles? Drunks." We nod and nod. Nodding doesn't comfort our mothers. Not like in the 70s and 80s. We were still children then. We hadn't learned to lie yet. At least, not well. Breaking curfew was still in the future. Our mothers wanted us safe. They still believed this was possible back then. They nod and we nod. Our two heads swing back and forth, like a Newton's cradle. You know the toy, if not the name. It often sits on the desk of people who give orders. 5 suspended spheres are lined up. They are made of steel. Lift one, and they will click and clack forever. You can see it now, can't you? This toy that proves momentum and energy are not lost. Sometimes only 2 spheres are used. But our heads are not made of steel. They are made of stardust. Stardust is surprisingly delicate. It is delicate like a trapeze. Our heads swing high in the dark. Our country is a circus tent. The trapeze has always been the last act of the night. This is why we nod and nod, because we are at the end of something. From down below, when the light catches our heads, they shine. They shine like disco balls. They shine like something sharp, like a thing that could light your way, that could make your heart race, that could free you. We saw a trapeze act on TV once. 2 people passed a ball to each other. It was shaped like the earth, if the earth were made of glitter. We wanted a ball like that, so we collected pounds and pounds of empty cans to sell. All summer. Coke, Mountain Dew, Pepsi, Big Red, Crush, Miller Lite, and Coors, too. Not unlike the ones on the shoulder now, where we have been pulled over. Because of a phone call. Because a dog crossed the road. Because a diaper needed to be changed. Because the route to the dentist was under construction. We are big. We are small. Our clothes are plain. We are wearing pants. We are wearing a dress. A shirt with sleeves. A shirt with no sleeves. The bullet leaves its jacket on the road. The speedometer squats at 0. Red and blue lights dance in the mirror. What if next time we wore a doctor's coat, hung a stethoscope around our necks? What if next time we wore our mother's camouflage? We could be the color of sand and rocks. What if next time we wore a black suit and shiny black shoes, a white priest collar around our throats? When you say, "Show me your hands, get on the ground," we could say, "Hail Mary, full of grace." What if next time we paint our faces white, like a happy clown? Say we were on our way to wave at kids with our machetes, from the edge of the woods, near a playground, near a house, near a school. This person has the right to remain breathing. Anything they say can and will be used against them in a court of law. They have the right to an attorney. If they cannot afford an attorney, one will be provided for them. Do you understand the rights I have just read to you?
Sample complete. Ready to continue?